So Governor Abbott had his opening of the Texas economy plan celebration, whatever it was yesterday, right? Big to do. And it's kind of like, some of it's great. Some of it's good. And it's good in the fact that people are being allowed, quote unquote, which is the word everybody should really be paying attention to, allowed to open their restaurants, allowed to go back to museums, allowed, right, to go to these places. When, if you follow the Sweden model, which I've been talking about the Swedish statistics, and late last week, we did a segment on Sweden gaining herd immunity. That was the way to go. This whole shutting everything down and then slowly and Mike Church of the Mike Church Show from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. has made, you didn't shut it down slowly. You didn't shut it down slowly. So why are you opening it slowly? And he's getting credit for a very well put together, concise and clear plan when it's just, you're either all in or you're not, my man. It's one or the other. You can't tell me that this idea that we're gonna slow roll into back into prosperity when you have 1.3 million Texans, and I'm getting my information here from Jason Johnson, who used to work for Ted Cruz. But this number is pretty good. 1.3 million Texans have lost their jobs, and yet we have Greg Abbott coming out there and telling us that we're going to open up museums and movie theaters and restaurants, but only at 25% capacity. What the hell is that? Let's go to let's get to the video clip. Let's get to the audio clip we have here, and then we'll break it down a little bit further. You're listening to The Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel.
While a lot of businesses are planning to reopen soon, many are unable to, including bars, gyms, and hair salons. Channel 2's Michael Lopardi continues our live team coverage tonight from the Washington corridor with the struggle that many Houston area businesses are continuing to feel. Michael?
Chris, we're outside of a bar, and behind me you can see it's all boarded up. This is just for security reasons. There are outdoor areas right over here. The manager told me this area really isn't set up for social distancing. Part of the reason you'll have to wait a little bit longer before coming inside here.
The tables and chairs at Houston's Handlebar on Washington Avenue have been empty for weeks. And with the governor's latest announcement, they will likely stay that way a little while longer.
It's unfortunate as a business to not be able to open just yet. But I mean, like I said, the safety of the public's got to come first.
The bar is boarded up and hasn't served a drink since the middle of March. No tabs mean no tips for employees.
We're just taking it step by step and trying to help each other out as best we can.
The governor says it's simply not safe for bars, gyms, hair salons, and barbershops to reopen, at least not yet.
Most barbers are really just ready to get back to work because we're all financially hurting.
We met barber Terrell Archer at his home since his shop is closed. Every missed haircut cuts into his paycheck, but he says waiting to reopen is the right call.
I'm not one that's ready to run back out there because, again, in listening to the mayor today, our numbers have gone up.
This barber agrees.
Whenever they do decide to let us go back to work, I hope it's not too early.
And whenever the open sign finally lights up again, the barbers say business on the inside will likely have to change so customers feel safe enough to return.
And the governor says he would like to get these businesses open as soon as possible. His goal is by the middle of May. Reporting live, Michael Lopardi, KPRC, Channel 2 News.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for giving us that report in your silly little mask. That's right. The guy was masked with nobody around him. So he sounded like Officer Jones from Police Academy. Back to you. It's like, okay, buddy, thanks. Thanks for giving me that. The muffled nonsense. Right? So, Jim, how is everything going? Oh, okay. Appreciate it. I can't have a normal conversation between two people now. So, dude, Here's the thing that gets me, right? A, people have bought this hook, line, and sinker. But B, what if we're so afraid of this virus that even though, unless somebody sneezes in your mouth, or you pick something up, or, you know, like if you go to Home Depot and you pick up a shovel that somebody coughed on and then, you know, don't wash your hands, and any other way that you would get a normal flu or a virus, we're so afraid of it that we can't have people work at a hair salon or a barbershop, but in theory, you can go sit in a movie theater. I've worked in movie theaters. They're actually pretty disgusting. Some of them have leather seats now. A lot of the old ones have cloth seats. That stuff tracks everything. So people can't go to a restaurant or a bar or a gym or, you know, get their hair done. But then go sit in a dark room with no movies, by the way. There's no movies out. So unless they're going to recycle films, I don't know how that helps. AMC is bankrupt. They can't pay anybody anything. Cinemark and all these other companies laid off everybody, so they got to rehire and then start up. But if you're going to... And second part about that. The second part about that is that 25% capacity for all these places. But Rick, earlier, Rick, you said 25% is better than... Yeah, when we were forced into lockdown, when we were forced into our homes and these people were forced to close their doors for safety reasons, quote unquote. Note that 25% number is also, or whatever those numbers were, based on a full reopening. Well, only 29% would go to a restaurant and 15%. If you have a full reopening and it takes a couple weeks, that's when my saying of I'd rather have a couple weeks of reopening at 25% full economy and then let the American people who have the attention span of a goldfish, actually less than a goldfish, forget about and move on than have these businesses have nothing. These businesses have nothing, no income. Of course, there are some businesses that are saying, well, we're just going to stay in, we're going to stay closed until it's safe. Well, you're never reopening. You're never going to reopen, Holmes. When is it safe? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Justin, my amazing producer. The segment definitely went out of their way to find, they probably interviewed 15 people. And they found the three people that are like, yeah, I don't want to open up. That's going to be bad. Everybody else is like, you better open this stupid door up so I can get back to work. Everybody else go, no, it's bad. I don't want to do that. It's bad. I'll continue talking about that in a moment, but I want to talk to you about my friends from Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia. You can give them a call at 888-652-8493, or you can, once again, go to their website, BulldogKia.com, and check out their amazing selection of brand new Kias, which is one of the highest rated vehicles in customer satisfaction and in quality. Now, if you're not into highly satisfying cars that have quality above their price range, then you can check out the amazing selection of inventory and the used inventory at BulldogKia.com. Either way, once you settle on a vehicle, Dave Kernall and his amazing staff will make sure to work with you to get you the car you want. And even if you don't live in the state of Georgia, they will deliver the vehicle to you. That's right. With VIP delivery, they'll deliver it to you. They will give you the sight unseen trade appraisal. And they'll bring all the paperwork to you as well. It's very easy at BulldogKia.com. Check them out. A day one supporter of the Crusade Channel. Please do business with those who do business with us. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. So we have this slow rolling of the Texas economy, right? And this is from Bloomberg.com, Susan Warren.